Do you mind if I just bring in Padraig McGuarty back in here for a moment, Miriam? And you know, so stay where you are for the moment, Frank, because this could have repercussions for Kevin Comiskey and Fine Gael in Manor Hamilton. You've been looking at the figures, yeah, and we're going to talk to Padraig immediately after that.
We've done a tally of the James Gilmartin's number twos, which is showing us that Katrina Bergen's getting 6% of them, roughly. Mary Bowen's getting 13% of them. Brennan is getting 6%. Kevin Comiskey's getting 10%. Padraig Fallon's getting 8%. Blind Galler, 2%. Phelim Gurn is the big winner here. He's getting 32% of them. Bernie Lenan's getting 2%. Jeremy McConville's getting an extra amount. Eddie Mitchell is getting 17%, which is, again, that should push him further ahead of Kevin Comiskey. And Justin Warnock is getting 10%. So roughly by my... Now, the proviso on this is the way that they're going to deal with the surplus. Because they mix the votes, they will pick... We'll say there's 424 votes. So we say if that was 400 votes of a surplus that James Gilmartin ends up with, they will pick 8 bundles of 50 randomly from James Gilmartin's pile and will go through them. But because it was a mix, I would suggest statistically that the margin of error will be within plus or minus about 5% of the number of votes that you'll get from that surplus.
All right. So, and the significant numbers from there, because we've been very much using this as almost as a formula to decide between Kevin Comiskey and Eddie Mitchell, that it was going to be serious. You're telling us here, Kevin Comiskey, 10% of those number twos, and Eddie Mitchell, 17%.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Deputy Frank Feehan, give me a reaction to that.
It's not really good news. Would that be right in saying?
Yeah, it'll push Eddie roughly 30-ish votes ahead of Kevin, give or take that plus or minus 5%. So, that'll give him a lead then of about 110. So, you're looking at probably Kevin needing. He's going to have to outscore Eddie probably 3-1 over the course of any other transfer that's coming to bridge the gap.
It's increasing the severity.
It's increasing the challenge. He want to score heavily from Katrina Burns, 297 votes. Now, I believe there's a tally somewhere for it that I'm going to try and find, but
that would be interesting to see if they can
see that tally.
I'll try and dig that.